Chapter 24, Breakthrough. Your breakthrough is that moment in time when you decide to believe that the thing you thought was impossible is possible. Breakthrough. It was May 6th, 1954, and no runner competing in track and field had ever run a mile in less than 4 minutes. All the so-called experts and commentators declared that it would never be done. Studies were performed to show that it was not humanly possible for someone to run that fast for that long in order to make it happen. For years, those tests and studies stood true, and no one broke the 4-minute mile barrier. However, on that day in 1954, a man named Roger Bannister made sports history and ran a mile in 3 minutes and 59 seconds. Up until that point, the runners had allowed the opinions of others to dictate their outcome. Roger Bannister trained hard and did not believe what all the experts were saying. He did not believe that it was impossible. He refused to let others determine his outcome. And he believed that he would break the 4-minute mile. He did not allow others to put a limit on his life. He was going and was determined, and he was going to determine his own future and destiny. This story is so fascinating, hero. And I want you to hear me here, not only because Roger Bannister made history, that's really cool, but also because of what I'm about to tell you. Just 46 days later, Another runner, 46 days later, broke Bannister's record and broke the 4-minute mile barrier. Now, after more than 60 years, hundreds of runners have run a mile in less than 4 minutes. I want you to think about that for a second. For hundreds of years, no one could run the mile in less than 4 minutes. It was pretty much accepted that no man could break the 4-minute mile barrier. It was believed that a sub-4-minute mile was physically impossible. It was commonly accepted as a fact by many. However, the reality was that the 4-minute mile was not a physiological barrier. It was a psychological barrier. So what happened? I'll tell you what happened. For all those years, athletes allowed others to set that barrier in their minds. For all those years, runners believed what others said. Everyone was convinced that it was impossible. The lid was put on their abilities. The power of the mind is an incredible thing, hero. These limiting beliefs or mental barriers are so real and are a lot more powerful than people give them credit for. Isaac Newton once said, "If I've seen farther than others, it is because I was standing on the shoulder of giants." I am here to tell you that you can't believe everything that others are saying about you. The media, your family, members, magazines, other books, leaders, teammates, it's time to start breaking some records, baby. It's time to break through. Change your thinking and you will change your life. It's time to create that breakthrough in your belief system. That belief system concerning who you are and what you're capable of. What's your 4-minute mile barrier? Think about it. In your life right now, in any area of your life, what is your 4-minute mile barrier? Your breakthrough, just like Roger Bannister, happens today. Today is that moment in time when you decide to make the thing you thought was impossible, possible. Today, to be fit for life, you will break through with my 3 B's to break through. First B, brain. What you think of the situation will determine how you respond. Many times we choose to accept something that is not even a reality. What are you accepting mentally? What emotions are limiting and a limiting factor in your life? Second B, belief. What do you believe to be true? Any limiting factor, challenge it by asking yourself if it is reality or if you created it. A lot of times we create it because you want to feel a certain way. What's your belief? The third B, blueprint. What's your blueprint? What's your game plan that you will commit to execute so that you can break through? Today, I'm going to believe with you. For whatever you're believing for in life, to create your breakthrough, it starts with the three B's: your brain, your mindset, your belief system of the situation, and your game plan, your blueprint. Today, for you to take action, I want you to ask yourself these questions. What is my 4-minute mile barrier in my life? What things in my thinking have been holding me back from ultimately being fit for life? What will I start to believe today so that I can break through? Today's winning confession. I choose today to create a breakthrough in my life. I choose today to break through. My mindset is strong. I am capable, willing, and able. And today I will create a breakthrough. I will think like a winner. I will think like a hero. I will take action today and commit to not allow any limiting beliefs or 4-minute mile barriers to hold me back any longer. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life. Chapter 25, finish strong. When we do the best that we can, we never know what miracle is wrought in our life or in the life of another. Helen Keller. You've gone a distance, baby. 25 chapters, 25 lessons, 25 principles for you to be fit for life. You have invested a tremendous amount of time, tremendous amount of energy and effort and sacrifice and dedication to put yourself in this position to win in life. Now, it's time to finish and finish strong. So many people start things without having the commitment to finish them. From reading a book to being in a marriage. You will never finish if you quit. You will never have the option to quit if you never start. You, my friend, you started this game plan and now you're gonna finish. But this finish strong lesson is way more than just finishing this game plan in this book. It's about you finishing strong in life. Finishing what you start, it's a mindset. It's making a commitment to finish what you start. It's you saying that it doesn't matter how you feel or what happens. You are a person who finishes what you start, period. Don't stop there. You don't just finish, but you finish strong. What does that mean, to finish strong? Ask any competitor, and they will tell you that what matters most is not how you start, but how you finish. What in your life have you started that you have not finished strong? What area do you need to commit from today forward to finish strong in? How you do anything is how you do everything. Start today to develop the I am a finisher attitude. In all that you do, determine that your effort will be 100% from start till finish. Practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Starting today, practice finishing strong in all that you do, even the small things. This will build endurance in your life. This will then transfer over to the larger things in life so that you can produce more wins and increase your winning percentage. Listen to me, your window of opportunity is small and you must maximize each day. Man, this always makes me think of my favorite movie, Rocky III. In Rocky III, when Rocky's training, and you've seen it, Apollo Creed reminds him that there's no tomorrow. Live today like it's your last day. Live today like there's no tomorrow. Give it all you've got, and you're never promised tomorrow. If you want to be motivated, Google that Rocky clip. It gets me hyped every time, baby. Now, I want to give you a game plan for how to finish strong. Number one, focus on breaking through the finish line. Many of you are extremely talented at what you do. But regardless of your talent, effort, and hard work, you still seem not to be able to finish on top. I've been there. No matter what you do, you still feel like you're losing. Consistently placing second or sometimes not even placing at all. Trying over and over to win with nothing working, man, it eventually makes you grow frustrated. This might be the way you felt just about 25 weeks ago or chapters ago when you started this audiobook. Or you maybe feel like that even today. But starting today, finishing strong is who you are and it's what you do. Finishing strong is committing to keep the intensity as high as possible until you break through the finish line. Stop looking over your shoulder to see who is behind you. Stop looking over your shoulder to see the past failures. Remind yourself of the past mistakes, the limiting thoughts, what someone told you as a kid. No more. Now it's time to focus only on the end, on breaking through the finish line. Forget what happened behind you. Winners choose to not focus on the past, but keep their eyes on the prize. When you continue to look over your shoulder at the past, you then shift your attention from the positive goal of winning to the possibility of failing again, or the fear of being mediocre, or of someone possibly passing you by and overtaking you. When you allow your thoughts to go this direction, it affects your actions and will slow you down in life. Mark Twain once said, "Don't go around saying the world owes a living. The world owes you nothing. It was here first." When you focus your thoughts on only breaking through the finish line and finishing strong, your brain is telling your body to not quit. You no longer think about what is behind you, but you stay focused on the victory that is awaiting you. Break through the finish line. Number two, victory is won or lost in the final yards. All your hard work over the last 25 lessons and principles can be thrown away in the final moments. Don't grow weary. Do not quit. Your victory comes with those last few reps, the last few minutes before your kids go to bed, the last few moments you spend with your spouse before you head off to the ship. The game is won or lost in the last few yards. Finish every rep. Finish every set of life strong. And number three, focus only on one thing, breaking through the finish line. Some people are okay with just finishing what they start. I'm all about you finishing, but I want you to finish strong. I want for you to finish with a feeling of accomplishment, a feeling of pride, of excitement, and knowing that you just didn't finish, but you finished strong. Break through those last few moments, those last few yards, those last few reps so that you can finish what you started and ultimately win. Today, to be fit for life, you will choose to finish and finish strong. Today's take action. In what area of my life have I dropped out of the race? Be specific. In what areas of my life will I start today to finish strong so that I can build endurance in my life? What do I see at the finish line? What victory am I finishing strong for? Today's winning confession. I am a winner. I finish what I start. I choose today to develop the finish strong mentality. I am not a quitter. I will live today as if it were my last day, as if it were my last moment. I choose to create fun in my life and run my race. I will create breakthroughs in my life by finishing and finishing strong. I am fit for duty. I am fit for life.